Okay, learning Shabin Tzchus, the Aliyah Neshama of Yitzchak Meir ben Gershon, and also Furshlim for Daniel ben Fruma. Now, this week's parsha, the famous pasuk, also the Mikdash, for Shechanti Besocham, Parachov Hei Pasuches, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, make for me a sanctuary, and I shall dwell there. It told us Yaakov Yosef, the famous prized Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, the told us Yaakov Yosef was the first ever Chassidic Sefer put out. Told us Yaakov Yosef asked, how is it that a person is supposed to be Mekayim in the midst of building the base of Mikdash nowadays? At the end of the day, every Jew has a chid to be able to do Targ Mitzvahs, and one of the mitzvahs is to be able to build a base of Mikdash. How do we do that? So he says that told us Yaakov Yosef, when a Jew makes himself a Mikdash in his heart, he makes a Mikdash in his brain, makes his Mikdash the things that he thinks about, and you make that place of a Shras Shechina, your thoughts are holy, Your speech is holy. Your midos are holy. That brings Hashras Hashchina, and that says the Totus Yaakov Yosef is a kiyum of the binyan base of Bechira. It's a kiyum of the binyan base of Bechira. It's a kinyan of actually building the base of Mikdash. When a person makes themselves a kli, that what you think about, what you feel, the things that you talk about, you make yourself a Mikdash. V'shechanti Pesochem. Chadosh Baruch Hu says, "I want to dwell there," and that is a kiyum of the mitzvah of the base of Mikdash. I want to try to be able to connect us now to a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Yisod, the Kedushas Levi on Purim. Famous idea of the Kedushas Levi. You know, there are different Torahs from the Kedushas Levi. There's a Kedushas Levi on Purim a la Torah, but then if you go to the Chelik Beis, there's also different Kedushas for Purim. They're both all beautiful Torahs. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Tavav, very interesting story. We know Chav Da'ab Avdei HaMelech Asher B'Shar HaMelech Korim Mishach V'Mahaman. All the servants of the king are bowing down to Haman. Because the king commanded them. And Mordechai would not bow and would not prostrate himself. He would not kneel down. They told Haman what happened, and they told him it's because he's a Jew. And because he's a Jew, he didn't bow down. Haman was so disgusted, and he sent out his hand to be able to hurt Mordechai. So the Kedushas Levi asks, at the end of the day, Haman knew that Mordechai was a Jew, right? So why does the pasuk say Kehigalahem Asher Yehudi? The Kedushas Levi explains Haman knew that Mordechai was a Jew. So why did they have to tell him that he was a Jew? Kehigalahem Asher Yehudi, that they told him he was a Jew. We also know from Chazal that Haman was actually Mordechai's servant. Right, Mordechai. So Haman obviously knew Mordechai. So why is it say here that they told him that he was a Jew? Because Yishlevi says such a beautiful, beautiful yisod. He says the gzeira to bow down was to all the avadim of the melech. However, Achashverosh didn't make Mordechai bow down. Mordechai was a governor. Mordechai was definitely in the government. He was in a high position. What does it mean when Mordechai lo yichrav? Right, kikain sivlo hamelech. What does it mean? Kikain sivlo hamelech. Kikain sivlo hamelech refers back to all the avadim. All the avadim of the melech have to bow down. But what did Achashverosh say? Achashverosh says Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachva. But Mordechai would not have to bow, and Mordechai wouldn't have to prostrate himself. Right? We read the regular way to look at the pasuk is Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachva. That's the way Mordechai reacted, and he didn't bow down to Haman. But says the Kedushas Levi, no. Achashverosh put out the gzeira that all of them have to bow down, but Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachva. He doesn't have to. How do you read that back now to the end of the pasuk? So what happened? So Mordechai is this patur. Mordechai is this patur that he doesn't have to. V'zeo perish v'chol avdei amelech korim yishtach l'homan, ki kein tzivu lo amelech. Akol avdei amelech v'amordechai lo yad tzivu. The commandment was not upon Mordechai. But Mordechai didn't want to just patur himself from bowing down to Haman because Achashverosh gave him rishus. What did Mordechai do? Mordechai would go over to people, would go over to all the rest of his servants, and you want to say, you want to know why I'm not bowing down to Haman? I'm not bowing down to Haman because what Achashverosh said. Ki higid lahem asher Yehudi. Mordechai actually got on their face. Mordechai would get on all the Avadim's faces, and he would get on Haman and says, you want to know why I'm not bowing down? I'm not bowing down because I'm a Jew, because I'm a Yid, and a Yid doesn't bow down to anything or anyone besides the Chodesh Baruch Hu. Rakshe Mordechai kiven v'amar shalom achem zeh einu mishtach v'haman. It's not because of Achashverosh's exemption, he didn't bow down. Lo machma shal la yatzuvi, rak amar machma shal Yehudi, machma zeh einu mishtach v'haman. Because he's a Jew, that's why he didn't bow down. That's why the pasuk says, ki higilah mashar Yehudi. It's not that it was told to Haman.
Ki higilahem, because Mordechai told them he's a Jew and a Jew doesn't bow down. And even if the commandment would even be upon him, says Mordechai, I would not bow down. That's why the pasuk says, "Ki higilahem asher Yehudi." That Mordechai went out of his way to say that I'm not just bowing, not bowing down because Achashverosh told me that I should. I don't have to. I'm not bowing down because a Jew doesn't bow down to anything besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu. End of the day, are we proud to be Jews? Are we proud in everything that we do? Well, are we making sure that we have also the mikdash for Shachanti Pesochem? So Yaakov Yosef is a beautiful, beautiful Torah. But when a person makes himself a mikdash, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "You're building, you're mamish building the binyan beisachira." Because every person is part of the Beis HaMikdash, right? Just because the Beis HaMikdash is a building, but every single Jew is mamish part and parcel to that. Just be able to close. We know that Amalek, they happened upon us. Asher karcha b'darach. Karcha is a lotion of kar, coldness. Says my one of my Rebbeim Rav Elio Shapiro from his father, of Mordechai Shapiro. There's two words to say in Hebrew, walls. You could say kiros and you could say chomos. Kiros is a lotion of coldness. They're walls, but they're cold. Chomos is a lotion of hotness. It's fiery. That's why the pasuk says, "Achomos Yerushalayim." Yerushalayim should be built with chomos. You want to know how to beat Haman and nowadays in 2017, our Yiddishkeit has to be with chomos. It has to be chomos Yerushalayim. It's got to be fiery. It's got to be higilahem asher lo Yehudi. Obviously, to be respectful to everyone, but to be proud, to be internally, to be externally proud, to be Jews. Be'ez Hashem, if we do this, we'll say, take every one of our mitzvahs and to see that we're mamash Sheza told us Yaakov, we're mamash b'mikam the mitzvah of binyan b'sechira. Take the kedusha slavey of what it means to be a Jew. And Mordechai had the exemption from Achashverosh. Right? Mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtach v'Achashverosh said. But Mordechai said, I'm not bowing down because the Achashverosh told me I don't have to. I'm not bowing down ki higi lahem asher Yehudi because I'm a Jew. And that's the whole vort. Shpizoch that built chomos in our home and not kiros. Chomos Yerushalayim, fiery walls of Torah, fiery walls of chesed, fiery walls of tefillah, fiery walls ben adam b'chavero, ben adam b'makom, be'ezah Hashem yisparach. Shkoyach.